Welcome, everyone, to Mercy Talk Podcast. I am your host, Melanie Carter, and we are continuing on today with our Ditch the Baggage podcast series. And last week, we heard from our program director in our Nashville home, Shelley Alfred. And Shelley spoke to us about key number 4 in the series, which is choosing to forgive. And this week, we're going to continue on our discussion with one of our Mercy staff members, Rachel, who has a powerful story about forgiveness. So we are really excited for her to share with us. And in case you missed last week, Shelley just kind of talked with us some about basically just kind of what forgiveness is and what forgiveness is not. She also talked about how, you know, forgiveness is really not just a one-time decision. Sometimes it really is a process and one that you have to really commit to. And also she talked about just kind of how forgiveness does not always equal trusting someone. So if someone hurts you, and especially she talked about just kind of in the case of ongoing abuse, that does not mean that by forgiving them, you then trust them or let them back into your life. So that's going to be something that we also talk about on today's show. But Rachel, first of all, just want to welcome you to the show today. And thank you so much for being willing to offer your story to help us just understand more about what forgiveness means. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. So I think just to start off today, in order for our listeners to understand what it is that you have personally walked through, would you just share a little bit of your own story and the hurts that you have experienced or that you experienced as a young woman?
Yeah, sure. When I was a college student, I experienced the death of my mentor, and that was the first loss that was pretty significant in my life. And as a result of the grieving process, I entered into an inappropriate relationship with someone who was much older than me, and that relationship was secretive, it was exploitive, and he was in a very high leadership position, and so there was a lot of power there where it caused me to feel trapped and I didn't feel like I had a way out. When I came to a place where I could break free of that, it was about 3.5 years into that, I got away and sought help in a local hospital setting. And during my time there, my psychiatrist began grooming me for an inappropriate relationship. And that was devastating. I was able to get away from that and seek refuge at my parents' house for a time. And then in that next season, I went through some really good Christian counseling, restoration, a time of healing, and just allowing the Lord to heal those places in my heart and in my life.
You know, one of the things that we've kind of been talking about as we've been going through this series is how all these different components work in conjunction with one another. And so it was a few weeks ago, actually, that we talked about healing life's hurts. And this part about forgiveness really does play a big role in that. So what did that look like for you? What did forgiveness play in that healing journey for you?
Forgiveness was a huge piece in my journey, not only to set me free, but also to allow me to live life again, and not in a limited way, both mentally or emotionally, even physically. And so some pivotal pieces in that were sometimes where I had with the Lord some scriptures that or Bible stories that just really spoke to my heart. Pieces of art that I would draw that just really put things into perspective for me. And then also experiencing the anger that I had, the confusion that came as a result of the violation, the secrecy, the feeling of being trapped, and just allowing that to be released in healthy ways. And the people that were around me allowed me to experience that, and they guided me through that. And so those things were really helpful for me. Another piece that was really helpful for me in the area of forgiveness was just remembering what the Lord said over me, that he would never put me to shame, that he is my standard, so I didn't have to fear men, and that he would be my defender and my protector. And so wherever I went in life, I walked with that confidence, or I had to repeat those scriptures over myself in times where I would feel a little anxious or unsure of, you know, situations. And true to his word, those promises were steadfast in my heart.
That's awesome. And I think without even knowing it, you've even tied in the last topic that we discussed about renewing the mind, and just how through some of that hurt and that circumstance that there were lies that you had kind of agreed to, and that you needed to renew your mind in that process with the Word of God and what is true. And so it's so interesting to literally see through your story all of those different components, the healing process required forgiveness, required renewing the mind, and that they all worked in conjunction with one another. That's just awesome to hear that. But what would you say, Rachel, was the most difficult part of the forgiveness process for you? What was the hardest thing?
The most difficult part of the forgiveness process for me, I feel, was experiencing the anger of the injustice and letting that go. Mm-hmm. That conflict of, if I let this go, do I free them or do I give them permission to think that it was okay? And that was all going on in my mind. And so there was that conflict of battling that, but realizing that my life wouldn't move on if I didn't forgive. That even though they weren't a part of my life and I had no conversation or connection with them, that I needed to choose to move forward.
Yeah.
And I think too, just also coming from a place where I hadn't experienced that anger because it had been pent up for so long, I didn't know what it was going to look like. Mm-hmm. And I was afraid of that. But like I said earlier, I did have some people around me who helped me walk that out. And I learned how to do that in healthy ways where I would just express it. I would write it down. I might go on a walk or a run just to kind of clear my mind. And so those were some things that I learned, that it was okay to be angry, and helpful ways to express that.
Yeah, that's really good. And something you just now referenced was just how the person that you were needing to forgive was no longer actually in your life at that time. So what if in the process of forgiving someone, that person is not available to have that conversation with, to kind of bring that closure? Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone who might be in that circumstance?
Yeah, I think ideally to have that kind of conversation is something that one would think it would clear or cure that ache or that hurt. But I know in my life that wasn't going to be a possibility. It wasn't safe for me to reconnect with those gentlemen. It wasn't safe for me to find them at all. And so I knew that at the heart of the matter, it was an issue between the Lord and I had to trust that He would sustain and He would satisfy that ache, that hurt, the fact that I'm never going to hear an apology from these people, and the fact that I didn't do the wrong that they did. And so that was a wrestle, even to know that that apology probably won't come verbally from them. So in my process of moving forward and forgiving, and I just had to come to a place where I really wanted what was best for these men. I wanted their life to be one filled with happiness and success, but it had nothing to do with mine. And I wanted what the Lord was doing in my heart and in my life to also be available for them, because I knew that while I didn't need their forgiveness to move forward, the Lord could also work in their life to meet those needs or the broken pieces in their life, and He could heal that for them. And that's what I wanted for them. And that empowered me to also move forward, to then move my angry fist or just the places of confusion to hope for them, but never have communication or contact with them.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's so good that you've made the distinction there, in just that forgiveness process is not always going to be something that really directly involves the person who offended you. Mm-hmm. It so often, it's just a work that happens between you and the Lord. Yeah. And so whether or not you hear that apology, I mean, I can't imagine, especially when one has really experienced a deep wound, how hard that would be to know that I'm never going to hear them say I'm sorry, but that's irrelevant to the work that the Lord does in your heart when you still work through that process. So that's it's just awesome to hear you share that. And even that you would say that you actually have a heart to see good in their lives, the people that have hurt you.
Yeah.
It is very obvious that the Lord has done a miraculous work in your heart. And so I would just be interested to know if you have specifics to talk about, like what forgiveness did in your heart and mind, like what changed in your heart and mind as you walked through that journey of forgiveness.
what changed in my heart and in my mind was really what the Lord did in my heart. And there is a scripture that continuously comes to my mind, and it's found in Psalm 18, where the Lord brings your feet to spacious places. And I have included my heart and my mind, because for me, for that 4-year period, I was limited. I felt trapped. I didn't feel like I had the freedom to move or to speak up, or if I did speak up, I wasn't believed. And so he not only gave me room for my feet to go physically, but he freed my heart and my mind to experience, to trust, and not to live a guarded life. And that has been a process. It wasn't an overnight. It wasn't, you know, 3 months worth. It has been a process of just continual unfolding and living life. A place that I once deemed unsafe was the place where the Lord ended up bringing me back to, and a place that I didn't think I would ever return. And it became a place of great healing, and I was able to return back to school and continue with my education and just have relationships that thrived there. And that was very meaningful for me. You know, that place is the place where I call home. And so that's been really instrumental in my life, in the walk of forgiving and moving forward in life and choosing to go back. And then the Lord opened up doors to then move here and begin working at Mercy Ministries. And so whenever those places of fear or places where I would need to forgive and work through that would crop up, just addressing it and walking through that, because then it opened doors unknowingly to me what was ahead and wanted to walk in that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Rachel, I just, as I hear your story, I've heard it before, but as I hear it again, it's truly amazing to see what God has done in your heart and in your mind through that process. And I know that you'll be the first to admit that it was a process. Yeah. Like it wasn't an overnight thing. Yeah. And so I kind of keep going back to that idea of the commitment that it requires.
Yeah.
But I feel like your story I hope that your story really just encourages the listeners, like, man, this is what's on the other side of this. Like, stick with it, stay committed. Yeah. It is a process, but it is just so worth it.
Yeah.
And sure, so I just think that your story is just such a perfect example of that for people who might be kind of still stuck in that place of unforgiveness, to say, look at what can happen on the other side of this, and where you can be just mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And so I would love to just close our show today. You know, if there are listeners out there who are feeling stuck in this area and just feeling like they can't really move forward, or that forgiveness is just a real struggle for them right now, if you wouldn't mind just saying a prayer for those listeners, and we'll just kind of close out the show that way.
Okay, I will. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you, Lord, that you are patient and that you are kind and that you do not force yourself on anyone. I thank you, Lord, that your word highlights things in our own lives and in our spirits. And God, as those who have been listening to this podcast have maybe sense something rise up within them, maybe an area of unforgiveness or a wound of some sort, Lord, I just ask that they would take the time to look at that for what it is, that they would seek you and, or maybe seek out someone else to walk alongside them in that process. Father God, that they would come to a place where they don't want to hold on to that, as it may hinder them in life. And Lord, I just ask that there would be grace upon that. I ask, Lord, that there would be a place for them to express the emotions that may come out as a result of that. And Lord, I just ask that there would be such a healing in their lives. I ask, Lord, that there would be freedom and advancement in the direction in which they go in their life. Father God, I just thank you for those who are listening in today. I ask, God, that you would go before them. And Lord, I ask that if they're asked upon to walk alongside someone who is also seeking forgiveness, Lord, I ask that there would be a grace and a gentleness in their conduct, in their approach, knowing that forgiveness is a process and it looks different for each individual, but yet it's so personal. And I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your restoration. I thank you, Lord, that you make all things new. I thank you, God, that you rebuild the foundations where there has been destruction or broken down walls, that you fortify that. God, I thank you that you're a defender, that you are good. I just thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Awesome. Rachel, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you for your transparency. I just know that your story has impacted countless people before today, and I'm just praying that it will inspire and encourage many, many people who listen in. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
I just want to remind our listeners that this Ditch the Baggage podcast series is literally just a small taste of what our Freedom Experience event is going to be. We're going to actually be walking through each of the keys to freedom over the course of a day and a half, and we would just absolutely love to have you join us. That event is going to be happening October 2nd and 3rd here in Nashville, and you can find more information about that event and also register at mercymultiplied.com. I also want to remind you to please do not forget to be on the lookout for the book and the companion study and curriculum titled Ditch the Baggage that is being released October 6th. That book and that study was written by our founder and president here at Mercy, Nancy Alcorn. So we are really, really excited to get that tool into people's hands. I know October 6th could not come any quicker for us. So we are really, really excited about that. Again, thank you so much for listening in, and we hope to see you next week.